That's a Jerry D diet right there.
That sounds like something Jerry. Maybe Jerry D was eating this, you know, today, because it sounds like his team was triumphant.
Taking some shakes.
Yep, Jerry D and Kyle Dubas find a way to get past Owen Duthie. I'm concerned about Owen Duthie and their future. Quite frankly, they weren't on the best terms like 3 weeks ago. And it sounds like Duthie choked this away. Like Team Duthie choked it away. But maybe Jerry will tell us that Dubas and himself, they just said, we're going to rise up and take this.
Right. They won it. Duthie didn't lose it.
Exactly. Exactly. Here's our good buddy Jerry D. So how would you explain this? How did it go down? Because Duthie and company are going to claim that they had it and they let it slip. What actually happened on the back nine?
No, Duthie lost it. He was like, we were, you know, hockey terms, football terms, what do you want? They were up 5-0.
Ooh.
And Duthie, like if Duthie was the goalie, like he just left the net.
That's not
people
good.
Are like, what are you doing? Where are you going? We're up 5-0. I'm going to leave the net. O-Dog was great. He was, he didn't finish with a couple good chips. He'll be probably the first to tell you that. And that hurt them because he could not rely on Duthie. And then when the one time he had a chance, 17th hole, yeah, Duthie just exactly what I thought. He just soiled himself standing over the ball and hit it forth, just chunked it. So, but all day O'Neill carried them. And the one time when it mattered and Jeff had a little moment where he caught a bad chip and Duthie was left and just did nothing.
Okay,
I don't know where O-Dog is. He just left. I don't know.
How long? What was the over-under, Jerry, on O's time on the, at the course after the conclusion of that round? Was it less than 2 minutes?
It was 8 seconds. It was, I turned around, he was gone. Like, we were going in to have a bite to eat, you know, just a couple of photos. Jeff was on the 410 probably when we sat. Like, I don't know how he feels because I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But I think he's going to have some words for Duthie. But they were up four, and Duthie had a hybrid into a green. And I said to Kyle, and Kyle was great. Kyle, we were ham and egging it a bit, but I said to Kyle, we need Duthie to do something here, like bad.
Yeah.
And it's like Duthie heard and just, he sliced the forward. He hit it 18 yards right. Like it just, it only went 18 yards and it was dead right. I don't know how your body can even do that. And then O'Neill had to go in. So you guys can imagine Jeff has to go in to the woods. Oh. He's on his, like half on his knees. He blasted out. And that's when we got back in the match. But I don't know when you'll talk to them. I don't know what was going on with their communication. I don't imagine it was going well after that.
No, it's lacking. I happen to know that. One of the parties reached out, you can imagine which one, and said, I think our relationship may be strained. Yeah, it's not good. It's
Jeff
not
was
good.
Good. Jeff played well. Like, you know, there was times when you lean on your partner. They got, you know, when the last six holes was scramble, and the only thing I disagreed with was I wouldn't have had Duthie ever go second, because if Jeff made a mistake, and we all made mistakes, it was over. Duthie couldn't stand there. He wore shorts. You know, you don't wear shorts to a that was a tour event to me. You don't wear shorts. As soon as I saw him coming in with his shorts. And he couldn't wear his tendonitis band because he knew I'd be all over it. So that probably screwed up. His elbow was probably all out of whack.
Right.
With his little band on. And then, like, I just tweeted. I told him, I said, seriously, man, see if you have Lyme disease, because you were in the fescue in the woods so much with your cute little shorts. I don't, I can't imagine Tix weren't just loving Dusty today.
Yeah.
He's got to hope he's okay. I hope he's okay.
Well, it was quite the entertainment value. I mean, just following along online. We're chatting with Jerry D and himself and Kyle Dubas getting past Duffy and O'Neill earlier today up at TPC.
We got by O'Neill. I don't even think Duffy was there.
Yeah, I feel for Duffy. There. I'm worried about Duffy because Duffy has been promoting how well he's been playing. Like, he shot 76 in the practice round.
Who does that, though? Who has a great scrimmage in hockey and tweets, "I just scored 3 goals in the scrimmage today"? That's exactly what that's like. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You know, first of all, you don't even keep scoring in practice rounds. Second of all, you don't tell people.
And that's exactly what he was doing. That was his moment of glory the day before the actual action took place.
Peaked early.
Yeah, that's not good.
He practice player, right? You know,
right.
Mike practice player.
So
scratch golfer on the range.
How about you guys? I mean, who carried the mail between you and Dubas? How did that work out? Your pair.
Yeah, it was a bit of everything. I started off my putts. I missed a couple of key putts, and then, you know, we had then I started hitting my irons a bit better, and he made a real clutch putt on 17. I think his ending was like phenomenal. He hit first on the scramble, which is a lot of pressure because, you know, I'm putting pressure on him to put it in play so I can jump at it. And
right.
He did it every time. And a couple of times I didn't come through after him and he'd already hit a good shot. So he was really clutch in the last six. Duffy, I don't know what the opposite of clutch is. He was never even in a position to be clutch. It was 16 holes of O'Neill. And then there was a chance for him on 17. I don't know if you saw the video.
Yeah, saw
and
it.
And also O'Neill, I haven't seen it. O'Neill, I didn't see what O'Neill did, but I guess he bladed it across the green. And it was the first time I'm like, all right, I said to Kyle, Duffy's got to come up here. And we know that's not happening. And he got all set up. His little legs were going there with the shorts, and he did his little routine and he hit it about 7 feet.
I can't think of anything worse than being the only guy in shorts and having a comedian on the other team.
With a comedian, just giving it, and there's nowhere to go on the golf course. I'm with you for 5 hours.
I can't hide. Like, I am. And I'm, we know one thing I know about Jerry. In shorts.
He's got the stamina to keep it up for 5 hours if he has to.
Yeah, right. I live for that, Mike. You know that. I live for that stuff. But I'll tell you this though, it got quiet. And everybody there is competitive, right? Except I don't know if Duffy is. I don't know if he's ever played a sport, but everybody there is competitive. So, you know, O'Neill is competitive. Dumas is competitive. I'm competitive. James is there. I don't know what his background is, and maybe intramurals or something in high school. But it's like the chirps stop because we're all trying to win. Yeah. And I don't know what Duffy was thinking at that point. But, in all seriousness, we had such a great time. It was such a laugh. O'Neill was real quiet, which caught me off guard because he chirps me pretty good via text or Twitter. And he was really quiet and really focused. And, I can't chirp a guy that's not chirping me, right? So he was... He was a gentleman on the course, and I don't know what it's going to be like now, but Duffy was good. We were chirping back and forth. But at the end of the day, you're actually, like, as you know, guys, you're trying to win.
Right.
And that's the thing with these, like, you can see, you know, you see these guys that play the NHL, like you, Mike, and that's all they know, man. They don't like losing at anything, and I've seen that with hockey players and athletes. So Jeff wasn't happy, I don't think.
Jerry, sparks coming off his wheels 5 seconds after the putt goes in on 18. I love that. Go ahead, Mike.
What about Kyle? Did you know Kyle well? Did you have any history with Kyle Dubas? And what is he like? Because he's got this kind of buttoned-down, very polite, very mild-mannered persona publicly, in large part because of his job, but... Did you know him before, and what was he like as all this was going on around him with three pretty big characters?
Yeah, I didn't know him before. I'd met Kyle in a couple of events, and he was always, you know, exactly what you said. He's just a real good guy. I said it when we were sitting around after having a bite to eat. I think it's great because the Leafs have never, you know, think back to all the GMs, even the ones you would have had, Mike, how many guys would you know that would, one, maybe put themselves in that position, especially in a market like this? Two, he's online chirping, and I think it's great. I think it's great for the game and the Leaf fans and the organization, but, you know, he was real great. We had some strategy, and you could just see his mind going and very, like, make a decision and just, no, you do that, I'll do this. And it was great. It was kind of like you got to see a little bit of the, you know, the guy's a bit of an iconic character, right? Like, I think he's the youngest GM in the history of the league. I don't quote me on that. But in that organization, as you know, like, to be the GM of that, I don't know if I would want that job. And he's a young guy that handles it well and then jumps into one of these right when you're about to start a playoff run for a team that hasn't won a cup in forever. I mean, you know, as soon as something happens with the Leafs, oh, you shouldn't be golfing. And it would, like, he's going to get all that. But he jumped right in 2 feet, and it was great. I thought he was great. And, yeah, super nice guy. Like, just a super nice guy.
Yeah, easy guy to like. He is. He's always been good to us on this show. And, you know, he'll get back to business after this. But what does the future entail here, Jerry? I mean, if O and Duffy come calling and say we need a rematch, how do Jerry D and Kyle Dubas respond to that?
Well, we decide if they're in the rematch, first of all. Like, I don't know. I don't like looking for balls. And that, you're going to do a lot of that with Duffy. I don't think O'Neill would want to play with Duffy again. That's a lot of, it's a lot of pressure. It is nerve wracking to carry that. So I don't know, you know, if we have a rematch, I don't know what that pairing would look like. Duffy's got to get a little better. No question. You know, like, he's got a pretty prominent job as well, and he's out there. Wait till the footage comes out. I don't know if he's going to really, if he knows what's coming.
But does he have editing rights? That's what I want to know. Has he got that footage locked down somewhere?
Yeah, there's two camera set crews there. There was ours, which I say ours, like Kyle and you know, Jeff Dykeman, who put this all together. And then there's the TSN crew. And you could see James, like, I think, going, yeah, let's lose that. Like, they're going to have no footage of him if he says lose that, because there's nothing he did. Although he did make a couple putts, I should give him credit. He made two nice birdie putts early on. Like, early on is not where sports are won, you know?
No, first, exactly. You got to be there at the end. You got to close, man. We'll put it this way. We'll know his editing power if he has pants superimposed into the 30 for 30. He's wearing pants when it finally gets out there.
And all the bug bites are covered up.
Right, exactly.
All the ticks are gone.
Well, congratulations. Thank you. It looked like it was really cool, and obviously for a great cause, which is most important. And we look forward to seeing all the viz in the future, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, guys, two things. Thanks for all the coverage you did of this, and the support TSN did is what made this real special. And big shout-out to TPC Ospie Valley, who were generous to provide everything for this, including, you know, the financing for the charities. And, you know, we put our names behind it, but they did a great job. Three great tracks there, and got to give them a shout-out for stepping up here. And Jeff Dykeman at 111 that putting this on. So
yeah, it's
thanks,
great
everybody.
All right, buddy. We'll do it again
thanks,
down
guys.
The road. There he is.
Hi, Jerry.
Jerry D. He and Team Dubas getting past Team Duffy. And James just, now, man, he took a beating for 20 minutes there.